great. 106.5 on your radio.
106.5?
Yeah, and you leave your lights on until you get far. But anyway, row 9 on back. Thank you.
Thank you.
On any given Saturday night during the summer, you're likely to find Mark Goodman exchanging cash for tickets with patrons arriving at the 66th Drive-In Theater in Carthage, Missouri. At night, a bright neon marquee shines at the theater's entrance along Route 66. The large screen is 96 feet wide by 44 feet high, and it towers over a gravel lot where moviegoers park their automobiles and tune into their car radios to enjoy a double feature on the weekends. Mark's son, Austin, also helps with admission, and the 24-year-old explains when they bought the business in 1986, the family didn't initially use the complex as a drive-in.
It was built in 1949, and it's one of the biggest screens around. I think it's the largest screen, you know, in the four-state area. And I think it closed down in the mid-80s, and it was a Dickinson theater. And closed down, pretty much deteriorated, and then we turned it into a salvage yard and ran that for about a little over 10 years with, you know, just salvage cars. And it was pretty, you know, a lot of people were doing that. There's another theater in Joplin that they turned into a salvage yard, the Tri-State Drive-In, and I think it is still a salvage yard. But, yeah, we moved all the cars out and, you know, basically got the place looking pretty awesome.
Mark says that for years, he had been a member of the Drive-In Fan Club out of Baltimore, Maryland. The group had been restoring drive-ins along the East Coast. And because the drive-ins appeared to be popular, Mark decided to take a chance and turn the salvage yard into a drive-in, a decision he says has worked out well for them.
At one time, there were 66 drive-ins named after the Mother Road. The other five have been torn down. We are the real deal. This is the last original drive-in named after Route 66.
Mark's wife and children help him run the theater, and his son Austin says he enjoys that aspect of the job.
That's really cool. We all get along pretty good. And then a lot of the other people that work here are family, friends. And then we have security from the local sheriff's department here that keep everybody safe and, you know, make sure no shenanigans are going on, you know.
The 66 Drive-In is open Friday through Sunday from the beginning of April through mid-September. However, keeping the place operational requires work throughout the week.
It's a gravel lot, but we still, you know, it gets a lot of tire tracks and the gravel. We got a piece of chain link fence we'll drag out and smooth it out, you know. We try to get it looking nice as possible, you know. Then every, you know, like 10 years or so, we got to repaint the screen, and that's quite the job. And then I do the hedge every week and make sure that's looking nice. And my mom mows, and I don't know, it seems like something's always going on. A post will get knocked over. And it's pretty much a full-time job, really.
The drive-in also includes a concession stand. Austin says it's the original building, but it has been refurbished and added onto. They serve typical drive-in fare like hot dogs and nachos in the front of the building. In the back, they house their projection equipment. Reels of film spin continuously as the movie is projected onto the giant outdoor screen and sound is broadcast to the patrons' car radios.
It comes in on reels, and, you know, most movies are about 3 reels. I think Transformers 4 because it's so long. And basically just put it all together, splice it together so it runs smooth, and then we'll splice, you know, both movies together. We're always showing a double feature, and then we got a very old intermission trailer with the dancing hot dog and stuff on it, so.
Why keep the old dancing hot dog? Why not get something new?
It's nostalgic, you know. People come out to the drive-in partly because of the nostalgia, you know, and we're on Route 66, so. This place was built in 1949, and I think the national anthem we play is even, or about around there when it came out. It's still got, it doesn't even have 50 stars on the flag is how old it is, so.
The Goodmans play a video featuring the national anthem every night before the first movie. Once it finishes, some cheering often breaks out through the crowd. For Mark, the playing of the national anthem is one of his favorite parts of the evening.
This is Americana at its finest, the drive-in theater. And to see the people celebrate being Americans is just a great feeling.
Austin says they have some regulars who show up early and wait in the summer heat so they can get their spot in the gravel parking lot. However, the drive-in also gets its share of international visitors.
Most of them just come by, you know, just take pictures, but some will come at night and watch the movie. We get a lot of people from France, Germany, the UK. People from all over come out here. It's real big. Route 66 is real big in Europe, which I didn't really think would be. But yeah, most of the travelers we get are foreigners.
Admission is $7 for adults, $3 for children 12 and younger, and kids in car seats are free. More information is available at 66drivein.com.